right now we've got $20 trillion in debt. In the next 10 years, we're going to $30 trillion in debt unless we cut spending.
Matt Gaetz is among 20 Republicans who joined Democrats in opposing the Senate amendment to House Con Resolution 71. He voted in favor of the original House measure before its trip to the Senate.
The House passed a budget that was conservative. It was responsible, and it cut over $200 billion in spending. The Senate sent us back a budget that didn't cut a single nickel in spending, and that's something I can support.
The vote is considered a major step forward for the GOP tax overhaul effort, which is President Trump's top legislative priority. But many feel the tight vote in the House on the budget could send up a red flag for Republicans on tax reform.
I intend to vote for tax cuts, assuming that they result in real reductions in cost. I expect that on Monday, the tax bill will be filed. At that point, we'll have a chance to really review it and scrutinize it. I really think that that can lead to the type of GDP growth that we absolutely need to get the economy moving.
When the budget bill returns to the Senate for reconciliation, it can pass with a simple majority, 51 votes, rather than a 60-vote supermajority. That's expected to move it through Congress without fear of blocking tactics by Democrats.
I would expect that with Republicans in control of the White House and the House and the Senate, we would actually be able to agree on some spending cuts. But too often, conservatives want lower taxes and lower spending, and instead we just settle for lower taxes, and we keep spending at the same rate.
Debate on tax reform has been underway for some time. In July, it was Senator Bill Nelson pointing to his experience with tax reform as a young House member in 1981, and saying true reform must come from both sides of the aisle.
And then some of the things that were mistakes in the 81 bill were changed in a comprehensive tax reform in 1986. You couldn't pass either one of those without bipartisanship.
Many lawmakers feel some added urgency to get the tax bill off the ground in the wake of failing to pass a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. Congressman Matt Gaetz is among them.
The pressure is really on the Republican majority in the Senate and in the House, frankly. This is do or die time. We absolutely have to pass tax cuts. We've got to get a bill on the president's desk. I'm really optimistic that this is going to be a bill we can be proud of.
Senator Marco Rubio echoes that urgency, but tells Fox Business Channel that he's confident they can get it done.
I just can't imagine not getting it done. Why would you elect majorities in the House and Senate and the White House who support tax reform and then they can't do tax reform? I think people have a reason to ask, well, then what's the point? So I just can't imagine not doing it. I think it would really hurt our economy and confidence, but I think it would be devastating politically as well.
The $64 question remains to be answered by Congressman Matt Gaetz and everyone else. Can the GOP-controlled Congress get the budget and tax reform done in the time they have left in 2017.
Many in Congress understand that the end of the year is a very significant date for us. We have very little to show for our work this year, and so tax cuts will be a real crown jewel. I remain optimistic that we can get it done this year, even if it means staying in Washington through the holidays.
Critics are not impressed. The group Americans for Tax Fairness says the tax cuts would go to millionaires, billionaires, and big corporations at the expense of everyone else. AFT also claims that the giveaways would be funded by cuts to programs that benefit working families, such as Social Security, health care, and education. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.